This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here, but they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. There you go, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us here on the show, being involved, being engaged, and I do mean being engaged. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. We're going to hit a couple of things this hour. We're going to hit them pretty fast. So, every year around the National Day of Prayer, we have to hear from the loons on the left, the freedom from religion freaks. See, I can't even give them a fair shake because they're not willing to give you a fair shake. They don't even care what you think or what you don't think. They don't care what you think or don't think about prayer or God or anything. As a matter of fact, they'd be very happy if you didn't believe in God. Because they don't. They want you to be as miserable as they are. You know, again, I'm not going to beat on all my atheist friends because they're not like this. But these people are. They're very happy with thinking or believing that when they die, they go in a box and they become worm food. That's good for them. Maybe whatever. If that makes them happy, good for them. Doesn't make me happy. I don't believe it. You guys already know that. If you've been listening to the show for 7 minutes, you know that. So, yesterday was the National Day of Prayer, and I had the privilege again of emceeing the National Day of an event near me. Had some great speakers. As I told you, Sam Sorbo spoke at the event. Now, as prayerful people pray, right, as some of us were out there praying for the country, Democrats want an alternative to the National Day of Prayer. What do their leaders say is that celebrating reason and logic is much more important than celebrating a God or a God that doesn't exist. Think about that. Now, there's a bunch of House Democrats that are supporting a legislative attack on America's National Day of Prayer, which was observed yesterday. Now, Ted Lieu, now, this shouldn't surprise you. Ted Lieu's a Democrat out of California. And he's sponsoring a resolution to declare May 4th as, let me see, currently designated as the National Day of Prayer, as the National Day of Reason. Now, with all the Republicans that are out there, with all the Republican senators, what makes him think this is going to get by? Lieu said he's supported by the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, come on. Democrat out of D.C. and Representatives Jamie Raskin. Come on, can you guess what party? That's right, a Democrat from Maryland. And Zoe Lofgren, another Democrat from California. As well as Humanists for Climate Action. The resolution, which Lieu notes, was sparked by the dispute over climate change, seeks to focus. Yes, I can see where an argument about climate change would bump and push up against a day of prayer. Yeah, I can see that. Makes perfect sense to me, don't you think? The resolution, which Lieu notes was sparked by the spite over climate change, seeks to focus America on the employment of reason, critical thought,
the scientific method, and free inquiry to resolution of human problems, which is all a bunch of bunk. They don't believe in any of this stuff. Look, the employment of reason? Yeah, find me a story where somebody on the left is willing to reason with somebody on the right. It's not that at all. They'll reason with you as long as you're gonna come to their way of thinking. If they eventually pull you over, then you're a decent human being. If they can't, then you're a moron. And what is critical thought to them? What is it? The scientific method of free inquiry to the resolution of human problems? They don't want that either. No. Because science only applies the way they want it to apply and only when they want it to apply. We can go. You want to go to an abortion? Right? When life is? When is it? When that thing has a heartbeat, does that mean it has life? Well, apparently not as far as they're concerned. They don't even believe it has life when it's coming out of the birth canal and it has two arms, two legs, you know, 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, a nose, and 2 ears. It still doesn't have a right to live. I'm not so sure where they really, I'd like some of them to, see the bench battle.
Oh.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
I know, I can't do anything with it, but I'm just saying. So the scientific method of free inquiry, right? They will not admit that they only want that scientific reason and thought and critical thought to work when it works in their favor. When it doesn't, they're not interested. At a time when people are disputing indisputable facts and axing scientific funding, celebrating reason and logic is more important than ever, Lou said. We'll get the best results for society if we formulate public policy using sound logic and rational thought. Well, I'm with them. But let's start at the beginning, okay? I want you to sit down and soundly reason, come up with logical thought, rational thought. I want you to lay out the Big Bang Theory for me. But before you start telling me how two atoms come together, I need you to draw me a picture how they came together from nothing. Isn't that reason and logical thought? I want you to tell me how a baby with a heartbeat, 5 fingers, 5 toes, 2 arms, 2 legs, a nose, ears, and the whole 9 yards sitting in the mom's womb, whether it's 8 weeks, 15 weeks, 10 weeks, 25 weeks, from reason and logic, I want you to tell me how that's not a human. I don't want you to tell me how the mother has a right to kill it. I want you to tell me how it's not human. Reason and logic? I don't think so. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to the Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, we were talking about the, I was talking about, I don't know what you were talking about, how the Democrats want a alternate to the National Day of Prayer. And it was, you know, it was brought on by the Humanists for Climate Action. Four Democrats, two from California, which doesn't surprise me at all. Because there's nothing greater than the trees and the bushes and the clouds. Humans aren't even, don't even take fiddle, second fiddle, first fiddle, whatever, whatever. Humans aren't even up there on the chain for them. If you live in California, you know that. You know that by what they're willing to do. Keep water from areas that need water badly. They don't care. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, as I said. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So Hevel, the House Democrats are supporting this, and they're going to push it. Now, they say that, Franklin Graham popped up already on this. And he observed the White House, you know, that bringing the National Day of Prayer back to the White House like it's been is a big deal. You know, when President Oblamo came in, it's almost like everything that was a tradition of any kind he had to get rid of. And Wanda Sykes went nuts today on The View. And she claimed the only reason Republicans are trying to wipe out any notion of President Obama is because it's all about racism. It could have nothing to do with the fact that the man was incompetent. It had to do with racism. Right? This is like the standard fallback. And it's wrong. And she's wrong. Because again, we're coming back to, it's all about racism. So it's okay to wipe out the Confederate statues, the Confederate flag, and all that from the South because it's offensive. Why shouldn't we wipe out any remnant of Mr. Obama? Because he's offensive. Some of the things he did and said, and you guys are so partisan that it's never. You guys never do anything wrong. Do you know, the ACA, Mr. Obama signed 32 executive orders that changed the law to his being. You were fine with that. He tweaked, and, you know, usually the executive orders of the law are put in place just to hold things at bay until Congress can come back and fix it. Not him. He tweaked and worked and made that law work to his advantage. If he didn't like something, he wrote an EO for it. It's not the way it works, Mr. Constitutional expert. I'm thankful we have a president who's concerned about religious liberty and isn't afraid of speaking to the name of Jesus, Franklin Graham said. It was also good to get to talk with the president, Mike Pence, and his wife, Karen. They're a class act, very strong in their faith. I'm so grateful that President Trump has this kind of strong leadership around him. As the National Day of Prayer came to a close, he said, let's continue to pray every day for these two men. Yeah, and I say the same thing. If you're praying people, you should be praying for your government. Now, whether you're Republican or Democrat, and you're a Christian, you're praying to the same God, right? Doesn't matter whether you're black or white, tall, short, fat, not fat, skinny. If this president can accomplish a fraction of what he wants to, lower taxes, better health care, stronger defense, we will be so much better off in this country. You know, it's really interesting that the left will not acknowledge the damage that has been done. They think that our relationships, I don't know, our Middle East allies, they think our relationship with the European allies are all fine, well, and dandy. It's not true. It wasn't true. Those who relied on us to protect them or help protect them or be their buddies, they gave up on us. They were not worried. They thought they were alone. Those in the Middle East, our enemies, saw us being weak. You know, some of you find that distasteful, too. Look, when you're in a tough neighborhood, being loving, caring, huggy, and kissy is a sign of weakness. Whether you want to hear it or not, you're not going to change it by forcing the hug on them. And forgive me, I don't mean this the way it's going to come out, but those of you love fest people who think you're going to go over and love ISIS to death, you're going to love them into peace, you're wrong. You're just going to get raped, beat up, and killed. If you don't believe me, Google it. Well, Google may hide it all. Find a couple of other search engines that you can look up, that you can go to and check it out. And you'll see that it happens quite often, that young people, young women especially, think they're going to go from here to there, and they're going to find these people and show them that not all Americans are nasty and mean and want war. We love you. We want to hug you. We're on your side. And they feel that way right up until the time that guy grabs them and starts beating on them and ripping off their clothes and raping them. They're full of love right up to that point. See, I see more. I will say this. I have yet to see a story where a young woman went to the Middle East, made nice with ISIS, showed them how much they loved her. I mean, they loved them. And then came back here in one piece. There isn't a story yet. And if you can find one, send it to me and I'll say I'm sorry. Just this nutness from some of you guys. The woman who killed her cat on the left because she wants to turn it into a vegan. She was going to train it to only eat fruits and vegetables or whatever. The cat died of malnutrition. They eat meat. That's what they were made for. If you believe in God, that's what he made them for. Why did he give them the teeth the way he did? You're a bunch of nut jobs that think you can change that stuff, whether you believe in God or Mother Nature. Look, if you believe in God, you think you're going to change it? What are you going to do? You can do better than God? Is that what you think? Really? If you believe in Mother Nature, well, you think she's an idiot? You must. And it's really funny, now that it comes to me, for those of you who believe in Mother Nature, but you're on the far left, so you believe Mother Nature can't get your sex right, you believe that Mother Nature can't get it right with animals when they should be meat eaters and not meat eaters, right? There's all these things that go on in Mother Nature that you guys can't figure out why Mother Nature does it the way they do it. You try to change it. I'm Joe McTeague, your host. This is The Real Side on DJ Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Back. Over to your host, Rufus Realside.
Oh, I.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I am truly, some of you are having issues on social media, and I will tell you, I am sorry. I'm sorry I have so much trouble, but we can't do much with it. You know, we don't run them. They run themselves. And, you know, some of you guys who scream about freedom of speech on Facebook and that kind of thing, you know it doesn't apply, right? I shouldn't have to tell you this, but you really do know it doesn't apply. That's a private company. They don't have to give you freedom of anything. And it doesn't matter to them at all. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you are involved in moving forward. So, I forgot what I was talking about. Head like that. When you have all this stuff going on, and I'm looking at your, some of you guys sent me emails during the break. I look at some of the comments that you're making and what have you. So, anyway, bear with me. Be nice to me. Don't make me crazy. You know, I don't talk about this kind of stuff that much, but some of you guys, when it comes to career tech education, when it comes to where you want your kids, what you want to teach your kids, you know, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. I'm a big career tech ed guy. I really believe, like Mike Rowe, that we've got to teach these people how to do this stuff. You know, you guys all want your kids to be lawyers and attorneys. Who's going to fix their car? Really? Who's going to teach and fix your car? And don't think of it. This is not the grease monkey job of the 60s and 70s and even the early 80s. Being an auto technician now is a whole different thing, has a whole different meaning to it. Now, if the sticker shock faced by car shoppers in the showroom isn't enough to provide a cardiac episode, a visit to the dealer's service department will do the job, that's for sure. If you've been even to have a tune-up or an oil change, it's not cheap. I had the oil change in my car. It was $100. I'm going, my God, what are you? You're going to bring me lunch, too, at the same time? I don't get it. Now, besides all this stuff, think about how much money the mechanic working on that is making. Got to be making more money. Wouldn't be costing that much. Now, mechanics wielding wrenches is not really not an hourly rate thing that you think is worth it. Most of us, you know, think of it as not so much a low-wage job or lowest wage. We don't see it as a highly wanted or paid job either. But, you know, you've got they're called auto technicians, by the way, just in case you wanted to know. I thought it was funny, you know, we used to call them auto mechanics, and guys like me that grew up in the technology world, we were technicians. Now everybody's a technician. But these guys can earn anywhere from $80,000 to $150,000 a year. That's at your local auto dealer. If they're good, they crank things out, and they get it done, and they don't have go-backs, they can make some decent money. And they can make that money within 5 years. How many, you know, you joke around, you make fun of people, but you're talking about mechanics, plumbers, carpenters, electricians. They can make some really good money. Part of the reason now they can make so much more money is because fewer people are going into those fields. The shortages in some of these fields. Now, Robert Paganini, president of the Mayha, New Jersey campus of Lincoln Technical Institute, he's talking about how much money some of these people are making and how short they are on resources. Now, you would think that young people would be banging down the, you know, the doors of these car dealers, these mechanical shops where they can learn how to do this, but it's not happening. That's why I said to you, they're not stepping up. See, the dealerships and auto manufacturers are banging on doors eagerly seeking out candidates. They go to job fairs. They try to bring people in. They go to trade schools. Now, the shortage of qualified technicians is so bad that a year ago, BMW of North America began its own recruiting program, making its pitch to students and going to post-secondary technical schools. Now, it's not a practice for multi... Now, here's the problem with this. If they can't find mechanics, you know what they get to do? They get to bring them in from outside. It's easy for them to do it if they can prove it. What do you want? What do you guys want? What would you like to see? Now, the shortfall of automotive technicians is not new, but as vehicles grow more computerized and vocational programs have disappeared from high schools, you know, it was one of the things I brought back to my high school district. I pushed really hard to get the career tech ed brought back because I saw it going away, and I thought it was bad, and I thought it was dangerous, and I was correctamundo. We need more technicians. We need more auto technicians. We need more, you know, skilled people to do electrical and plumbing work. It's not a bad thing. It's good money. It's not a bad thing. I have friends of mine that are plumbers and carpenters and electricians that are living very nice lives. You know, what I thought was really cool when I was a kid, you know, my dad knew a few mechanics. I knew a few mechanics growing up. The old timers could listen to a car, listen to an engine and tell you what's wrong with it. They could touch the car. They could touch the engine area and tell you what was wrong with it, what was missing, what was going wrong. I'm not so sure you could do that today. I'm not so sure we're raising people that could do that or even think down that road. And John Fox, director of Fiat Chrysler's Performance Institute, good, that was good, Joe, said that the auto dealers, United States dealerships, could absorb over 5,000 technicians over the next 2 years. And they've hired 3,000 in the last two. Now, confidence in his estimate of technical shortfalls, more than 25,000 at American dealerships over the coming 5 years is actually quite conservative, he said. And worse, they don't have anybody stepping up for it. There are not people stepping up to become this. Now, and you can't ignore this because eventually you're going to need somebody unless you want robots to fix these things. Now, with competition from car buyers cutting into their profits, dealers and service departments have grown into a vital income source. And it's true. The dealers don't make as much money off the cars as they do off the service over a period of time. The warranty service and other services needed. Now, in 2016, there was a report by the National Automotive Dealers Association. And they said there was over 266,000 technicians employed, you know, as mechanics and body repairs and that kind of stuff. right? And Americans spent almost $20 billion on labor charges alone. Think about that. Just in labor. And no, some of you said they go, yes, because that mechanic shop screw you. Well, come on, really? All the time? So when your kids are looking for something to do, when your young people are looking for something to do, looking for jobs, looking for a passion, looking for a career, if they love wrenches, they love building stuff, you know, I don't know what the difference is today. I'm an old guy. But I remember when I was young, I mean, it was cool to work on cars. It was cool to get all greasy and dirty, work on cars and make them work right, fix something that was broken. That was a big deal. Now, the turnover on auto mechanics, I didn't realize this, runs as high as 20% a year, that is. So they need to start training these guys early, pay them well, you know, put them in a decent environment. And the biggest problem they have in hiring these kids, young people, is their basic skills. A lot of them don't have any tool skills. They don't know the difference between a Phillips head and a slot and a wrench and a box wrench and a ratchet. They don't understand any of that. You know, when you talk about mechanics or mechanical things, the kids are lost. They don't want any part of it. What's so mechanical about an iPhone, right? They look and play with that thing all day. An iPad, it's sleek, it's pretty, it's light. Who the heck? Most of these young people don't even know how to change their own spare tire or change their own flat tire. Right? Now, Chrysler is trying to take a different approach at this. They used to call it the Mopar Career Automotive Program. It began back in the 80s, right? They bring these kids in on internships. They pay them money. They fly them around. They take them to different places and teach them how to fix these cars. They're great. So don't disparage people who want to be mechanics, electricians, carpenters, and so on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do
do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Okay, let's burn off these things. I'll get it for a second. We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with me. I do so appreciate it. Anyway, the head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch Live with the Slime and all that. But you can buy my book, too, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you were taught to hate, but you don't have to. You really don't. Okay. So, let's see. What we got going on here? There it is. I don't want to do that one. Let me finish this one up. So, we're talking about the automotive dealers. And Heidi Mechanics, I think you need to set your mindset or change your mindset or get engaged, get involved, get informed, figure it out. There's a shortage of mechanics. You get a lot of these guys who are retiring. They get about a 20% turnover every year. And it's a great place to go. So find a local school that handles this kind of stuff. All right? And get your kids, look. You may not want them to be a mechanic or whatever, an electrician or what have you, but that shouldn't stop it from happening. Help your kid find their passion and help them make it happen. Don't discourage them because you don't like it, because you don't see any value in it, you don't think it's cool. Anyway, let's see. I like this one. I think I like this one. I'll tell you if I like this one in a minute. So Pennsylvania City Council yields to atheists, and they vote to remove a park bench that featured a scripture about God. And really, the only thing that bothers me about this more than anything, they gave up so easy. They didn't even try. Now, the City Council of Pennsylvania unanimously voted to remove a park bench that was meant to honor veterans after an atheist group objected to the presence of the biblical inscription on the bench. Now, the inscription read simply, "Men who aren't governed by God will be governed by tyrants." It's a paraphrase of a quote often attributed to the Pennsylvania founder William Penn. So let me see. So we do a quote that happens to have the word God in there from the founder of Pennsylvania, and that's terrible. So you guys have gone off the rails. Now, on November 3rd, the American Atheists sent a letter to the mayor of Oil City to request that the Justice Park bench, which was donated in 2003 by a local branch of the VFW, should be removed. And the group argued that the inscribed text violates the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which doesn't exist, which instructs the Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. When I say it doesn't exist the way they like to interpret it. Not the Supreme Court, these yo-hos that constantly use it to fight with. Now, the atheist organization also said the inscription disrespects non-Christians. Okay? There's a lot of stuff people do that disrespects Christians. You don't seem to fight those. You don't even seem to have a problem with them. The atheist organization also said the inscription disrespects non-Christians. Now, the tyrant's bench, contains an overtly religious message which endorses one particular religion's viewpoint, Christianity. The statement not only has absolute nothing to do with honoring our service members, but it's derisive towards non-Christians. Now, I've talked to non-Christians about this before. I've talked to Buddhists about this before. They are not insulted by this because they look at the meaning behind it. So if you're not a Christian and you're looking for a different meaning of this, all this is saying to somebody who's not a Christian is when you see that you have something, a power or whatever, bigger than yourself, that you're not what the universe revolves around, and you make decisions for different reasons, things are much better. And if the tyrants in the government think that they're it, they're the top of the food chain, they're the only thing that matters, you're screwed. Mark Schroyer, the city manager of Oil City, explained to the local news source why they decided to give in to the atheists. They didn't want to incur any more risks, you know, financial risks. From an administration standpoint, this is heading towards litigation, he said. At that point, we have to decide what our wins, losses, and gains are. Our collective opinion is what the winnable could it cost us, and how much would it cost us to win? Well, you shouldn't be asking that question. Maybe you should ask the city people that question, and maybe what you would find out is there are law firms that will take this on for nothing or pretty much next to nothing. Our biggest concern is exposure to attorney fees, he said. We would be sued for injunctive relief where they order the city to remove the bench and for damages, and also sued for attorney fees under civil rights law. Notwithstanding the civil officials' capitulation, local residents are fighting back. They've launched the Save the Bench campaign through the SaveTheBench.org, where they pledge to contribute over $17,000 if the case goes to court. The Religious Liberties Group, Liberty Council, also offered to provide free El Frio legal services to the city, because they knew that if they won, they could get the money from the atheist group. But the city turned them down. Why do you think that was? I think they don't want it there. And it was a way for new people on the city council to get it off. That's what I think. The VFW Memorial, complete with the tyrant's bench, is completely constitutional. And it doesn't violate the Establishment Clause in any way, said Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver. The American atheists are blatantly incorrect in acting out of complete ignorance. The William Penn quote is part of a tribute to the veterans and the founders of America. I strongly urge the city council of Oil City to keep the Benjamin. The people live there. Residents are willing to pay the money. They want to keep the bench in place. If it's a representative government, then leave the bench and replace. Come on, think about it. So if you're willing to fight and push back, you will help groups that come in the future. So don't screw it up for them. It ain't right. From the senior host, this is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. And let's see. Let's do some of the crazy stuff. It is Friday. Let's see. I mean, and there's enough crazy stuff. I like this that an Afrikan group, that's what they say, that I'm a student group, holds UC Santa Cruz hostage. I don't know if you heard about that. These guys did a whole sit-in and all that other fun stuff because they wanted their demands met. And the city of Santa Cruz, a left-leaning city, another one of those, in California, you know, let me read the story first. The African students at the University of California, Santa Cruz, who commandeered the school's administration building, they got what they wanted Thursday after 3 days of yelling obscenities at local reporters. They were berating Jewish students and holding out for a list of specific demands. Now, if you're berating the Jewish students, isn't that like hate speech? Or is it only if it's the other way around? Students with the African Black Student Alliance blockaded themselves inside Kerr Hall in the University of Stevenson's College on Tuesday, refused to leave until UCSC officials agreed to the list of the demands that included, you ready for this one? There's no racism going on here at all, right? It was guaranteed housing for black students. A white dorm on campus to be painted in pan-African colors, red, black, and green. And in-person diversity competency training for all incoming students, among many other things. So basically what the Santa Cruz did, or leadership did, was to say, sure, you make noise, we'll give you anything you want. We won't push back. We won't teach you. What is this, the Obama School of Negotiating? They push, you say, okay. I like Trump's version better. They push, and he goes, what are you, nuts? You're not getting all that. Go back and figure it out. Come back when you want to be serious. That's the way you negotiate. You don't give in. You don't give in right away. You discuss things. You work things through. The Santa Cruz Sentinel reports that the students spent out in the building, so they were trespassing, and they didn't care. They were chanting social justice slogans. I'm sure the board members were like, just some blow off some steam. It's okay. Now, Jewish students on campus also allege that their Afrikan classmates assaulted them during a rally that preceded the occupation. Our students were on three separate incidents subject to the protests yelling expletives. So I don't understand. Why don't you fix it? Why aren't they in trouble? Why haven't somebody stepped up and held their feet to the fire? Oh, because they're not black. And only black lives matter up there. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Have a great weekend. Don't be stupid, because I want you back here on Monday. God bless, and have a great rest of your day.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?